path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
Well, I'm great. How about yourself?
I've never been better, Mr. Cupcake.
Good. Oh, Mr. Cupcake, that's a new one.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too. Better than some of the alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's going on since I last saw you?
Although I did stop at a liquor store, and I saw Church of Laszlo Vodka in there.
Oh, yeah.
It was out in the wild.
Very exciting.
In Johnson County.
Sitting right there next to the other bottles.
It was.
Yeah.
I posted it on my on social medias.
Looks good.
Yeah, I don't really know the name of that place. It says MDL on it.
You've talked about it.
95th and Antioch.
It's
right there.
Yeah.
I know it's other places, too.
I know it exists because I know you've talked about it. I know you've been in there.
That's my liquor store, and I was like, oh, I should go in there and see if it's in there because I haven't done it. But
since we haven't opened up, what was the name of our liquor store? Cans? It's just cans, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge cans.
We wouldn't sell our own stuff in there because everything was just going to be big cans.
Yeah. That's a great idea still.
I know.
Just 22-ounce cans of everything.
Everything has to be at least 22-ounce cans.
Yeah. And we just call it huge cans.
Yep. And that's it. Just and of course, the logo would be a little bit of an innuendo.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And there you go.
If somebody wants to go into a business with us, hey, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a solid business.
I think huge cans is a great idea.
Yeah. I just imagine the signage as you walk in, what it looks like.
Hey, thanks, mister.
Hey, look at this guy. And then the idea of, hey, you know what? We're going out on the boat. We're going, whatever it is. There's so many things where you go, today we just need cans. We need something to fill the cooler.
Exactly.
And that's it. We can sell coolers.
You say, like, you know, hey, where are you headed? I'm going to grab some huge cans.
That's right.
Right.
And then that's it. And, of course, it would be, I mean, because it's us, we could employ
people with huge cans.
People with huge cans. We'll call them entertainers because that's how you get around that.
Whatever. Somebody wants to open that store with us.
It's such a good idea.
Right.
I don't think you need to live in L.A. or New York for this to work. I think it's such a good Midwest. I think it's a Midwest idea.
It is.
And I think it would be great.
It's got Shawnee smelled all over it.
I'm worried that we've talked about it now. We first talked about it a couple years ago. I'm worried that one day I'm going to be driving down to the Lake of the Ozarks, and I'm going to get into one of those small towns down there like Lori or Osage, and I'm going to see
huge cans.
A store called Cans, and it's going to have a caricature of breasts holding a can.
Two people, holding two cans.
Exactly. And there's going to be girls in there selling cans of everything, from
huge
Jose
cans.
Cuervo to
whatever the distributors are. Hey, we're going to take all your big cans.
Yeah, and when they come to us and say, we'd like to sell our margaritas, and you say, okay, what size are they? Well, they're 16 ounces. We say, we can't sell it.
No.
And I think some of these companies...
Take that down the street to small cans.
Exactly.
Maybe some dudes are into that. It ain't us.
It's not us. We have a very specific thing going on here. And those companies are going to have to change their business. They're going to have to start manufacturing bigger cans.
Yeah.
It's going to have a direct impact on the aluminum industry. I mean, if you can buy stock in such a thing, it will go up.
Yes.
Because we're going to franchise this thing out.
Huge
I don't want to own every single one of them individually. Let's just franchise them out. This thing's gotten too big, and we can make our money, sit home, count our money, and let somebody else run these stores now, because it's been the hard part's behind us.
The idea is there.
The idea is there. We've got the name. It's out there, and it's for the taking.
And there's a guy with money right now listening. I know, and he's like, I've been wondering what to do with this.
Yes. I don't know how you got the money. You inherited it or something, and you've been wanting to invest. You've been wanting to do something. You've been wanting to prove to your family, look, I can be a successful business person.
Yeah, just go home to your wife and tell you you're opening up a business.
Exactly.
With Slim Fast called Huge Cans. How can it go wrong?
She's going to be in. She's going to be in.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Did you watch football last night?
I did. I really like. Actually, you know what? I had a text conversation with Snowcone.
What?
We were texting during football, me and him.
Believe that.
What were you talking about? I don't understand.
Just had questions. Here's some good stuff that I didn't know.
Stoko had questions for you?
Well, he brought up like a question.
Something.
You taught him something?
Yeah.
Look at you go. What'd you teach him?
Well, he taught me something as well, obviously.
Well, no, not really. We just talked about there was a two-point play and a penalty. And what if there would have been a penalty?
A non-penalty that should have been a penalty.
Right, but what if there was a penalty? Right. What do they do? I was like, I think they take it half the distance to the goal, and then you try again for another two. But then that got me thinking, like, if you just wanted to not finish the game and waste time, could you just keep jumping off sides?
Yeah.
Feels like something like Chacho would do to me in Madden.
Right.
And I'd be so mad and I'd lose by a point somehow.
Yeah.
So I was like, but they have to have some sort of rule for that. And then he looked it up. And if you do it continually, then they just give them the point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can't do it.
I guess that's never come up. I've never heard of it.
Well, you both said, like, somebody had to have tried it.
And did they?
Well, no, we don't know.
I don't know. But you know Belichick probably tried it at some point.
Somebody was like, hey, if we just keep jumping off sides, they can never score.
Interesting. Right. Yeah, I would have guessed half the distance.
So it said first you get a warning. You know, after the flag, then you get a warning. And if you do it more after the warning, then they just give them the points.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, does that make it... Well, I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. I would not have guessed that. But I did see before...
But I feel like it's the only way they can do it.
Yeah.
Or else, if you're winning by one at the end of the game, even if it's an untimed down,
you
could still be like, well, you can never win. We'll do this until next week.
Right. Yeah.
We don't care.
And maybe we'll sack the quarterback and not get called for it.
Super Bowl.
Yep.
Right? Like, I don't think anybody would do it, you know, in a regular game. But if it was a Super Bowl and you're up by one and there's 2 seconds left... I would just keep jumping outside. You'd be like, I'll do this till next Sunday.
And there's a chance that you do it and sack the quarterback, and they finally don't call it. And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? He left 4 seconds before the snap. And you're like, we just want the game to end.
And they call it wearing down the refs.
It's an old trick, right?
And I know they let them still go after you jump off sides, but I mean, I would have the whole team do it. Just tackle the center.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every single time. And then maybe he gets hurt, and the refs are like, you know, and the team is like, we can't go for two anymore.
Someone thought about it before we did, and was like, no, you can't do it. We're just going to give them the points, you dumbass.
So how many tries until you get the points?
Well, it says it's after the warning.
You get one warning.
So I assume that, because I didn't know, like, if that was to happen last night, do they move it half distance and you try again?
Right.
And so they said that they give you a flag first, half distance, and then you get a warning. And if you keep doing it after the warning, then they just award them the points.
Okay. There you go. We all learned something.
Snow Cone texting last night like buddies.
Look at you go. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all the talk today has been about DeMar Hamlin. Everyone loves DeMar Hamlin after what happened last year on Monday Night Football. Huh?
Not Tua.
Yeah, not Tua.
Well, that's true. That's true. But he got that was his first interception. I thought that was kind of interesting. They said that was the first.
I did see some of those that made me laugh, and I shouldn't laugh at him, but I did laugh out loud. It showed like DeMar Hamlin when he got hurt.
Yeah,
and was like, you know, die a hero or live long enough to become the villain, and then it's Tua laying on the ground. It's like, man, that is true.
Well, Bills Mafia specifically loves him. I mean, when I think as soon as they realize that it was him, the fans are going to be excited that their team gets a pick, of course. But once they realized it was him, it was like that place just completely went nuts.
Launching down the middle, intercepted, over through the man, and DeMar Hamlin. A huge roar as one of the most popular, inspiring Bills comes up with the takeaway.
We all know my last start on Monday Night Football and how that game went. So to be able to, you know, come all the way back from that and to have a special moment like that, you know, it's all God right there.
I mean, the reason... The guy died on the field.
He died on the field.
That's
insane to think about.
It's going to inspire people because we're all scared of death. We're all scared of... something like that happening. I mean, even if not specifically, just the thought that that could happen to someone, just getting tapped in the right place at the right time could stop your heart.
Out from that, too.
Right.
Shannon Sharp stopped working with Skip. Skip got fired. Shannon then had to use Instagram Live, forgot to turn it off. Like, I mean, there's a lot of repercussions from what happened there.
Yeah, we never did talk about that. So I did see, what's his face? Who's on before we come in? Cowherd. I did hear him talking about the Bills and basically saying that, talking about how good the Bills are, and, you know, they've got to be thinking about it, even if they don't want to talk about it, they've got to be looking over their shoulder a little bit at the Chiefs and wondering, who's better? Who's the better team? Right. We were talking about this, I think, off the air yesterday, but who are the great teams in the AFC this year? And it's still too soon probably to know, but...
The Bandit on twitch.tv/Church of Lazo said, ha-ha, Trevor Lawrence got picked off by a guy who died.
It's true.
Right? I mean, you know what? I don't even want to make the jokes.
He literally got picked off by a guy who died.
Yeah. And we were, I think all of us were watching that game when DeMar went down. I think. We certainly talked about it the next day. If we weren't watching it, then you saw the video. But I was watching it, and it's one of those. There's been a few of those throughout the time that I've been watching football where really scary things have happened on the field. And that's up there with the scariest thing. Because the hit didn't look that bad. Nothing really looked obvious. And then he's on the sideline, or he's on the ground, and they're administering CPR. And then to hear that, his heart had stopped. Which you could tell. From watching them, you knew by the way that they were so quick to get in there and start doing chest compressions. You're like, dude, his heart stopped.
Yeah.
What just happened? And then when all the dust settled, they're like, it happens to people sometimes.
You hit right spot, right
and
time.
Ever since DeMar went down, anytime my little dog jumps up on my lap, which he does every day in the mornings, and then when I get home from work, he likes to crawl up on my chest. He gets real close to your face.
I
get scared. He'll jump and he'll put his little tiny foot.
Okay,
I'm telling you, it's like a poke. Let me tell you.
Your dog weighs like 7 pounds.
I know, but
I don't think it's the same as getting hit on a football field.
I'm telling you now.
I don't think that little dog can restart your heart.
It didn't have to be a ton of pressure. It's just the right place.
Didn't say no baby pressure though.
I tell him to move. I'm like because he just jumps up there sometimes. I'm like, you're gonna stop my heart. And if anyone's heart could stop from a very small amount of pressure, it would be me. You're telling me you couldn't see getting a call from someone saying, hey, look, I have some news. Slim passed away last night. You're like, what happened? And they say, well, his heart stopped, and they think it's because his dog jumped up on his chest and it stopped his heart. Now, you're going to think it's the big dog, the 100-pound dog, and then they say, no, actually, it was the little tiny dog. And you go, God damn, man, that guy was just so weak in every way. But you'd believe it.
If they told it to me, I'd be,
If it happened to someone, it would be me. If it was going to happen to someone that a 15-pound dog killed someone from stepping on their chest, it would be me. Anyhow, the Bills now are the team that everyone's talking about. Once again, we're in this situation where, the Bills, they're the team to beat. They're so good. You know, the Chiefs, do they have what it takes? Yes, the Chiefs have what it takes.
And by the way, the Bills beat the Jags. And I know Nick was like, Trevor Lawrence is the greatest quarterback.
But that didn't happen.
Trevor Lawrence is a high school drug dealer. He's not a good quarterback.
That interception was not
good. I told you that. And I watch the Jags. I live there. I was one of the first people to have season tickets there. I did radio in Jacksonville. I loved that team until they hired Urban Meyer. Then they're dead to me. They're dead to me.
Of course.
They've been dead to me. Yeah. And Urban Meyer drafted Trevor Lawrence. I think he did. Maybe. I'll just blame it on him anyway.
Right.
Yeah. And so, to hell with him.
Yeah.
And to hell with the Jags.
Yeah. You said that early. You said this guy's not the real deal. Of course, you say that about a lot of people. But again, you're right. You're right about him. And yes.
There's people that I think are. I think Bo Nix in Denver is the real deal.
Oh, there you go. I think he's going to be good.
I watched Jaden Daniels last night. I think he's legit.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, that guy's good, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how great he's going to be, but he's good.
I think Bo Nix can be.
Really good.
I don't think Bo Nix is the next Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. I think Denver can win with Bo Nix. I do. I believe that. I think Bo Nix is going to have, how about this, a better career than Caleb Williams.
Okay.
How about that?
And do you think...
I think Bo Nix is like the Red Rocket or whatever.
The Red Rocket?
Andy Dalton?
Yeah, the Red Rifle.
Red Rifle.
Oh, yeah.
Red Rocket is
different
what your dog
That's what my little dog has. Yeah. It stops my heart.
I think he's the kind of guy, that's the bottom line that you can win with.
Okay.
Right? Anything worse than...
So the Broncos the team to beat in the AFC West now for
no,
the Chiefs?
No, the Chiefs.
No, I'm saying for the Chiefs. Is that the team that's going to give them the toughest time? Even though what's-his-face is out?
He's going to be back. He's got a high ankle sprain, which is what Mahomes
had. Oh, they say it was a sprain? Okay.
Okay. So it'll be a couple weeks, but I think the Chiefs will win that division easy, but I think the Chargers are the only ones.
You still think the Chargers are the second best team? But the thing about
I think Bo Nix is going to get better. I think that team will win with them as well.
Okay, and the Bills can beat the Chiefs. That can happen. This whole thing of could the Bills beat the Chiefs?
Of course,
the Bills can beat the Chiefs.
Sure.
Can they beat them? And will they consistently beat them when it matters? So far, it hasn't happened.
They haven't shown me that they can.
That's it. How many more times does this have to happen? How many times do they have to play each other? These two quarterbacks before this, but they just want that. They want that storyline.
Of course.
It's a good rivalry.
Manning Brady.
Yes.
But the problem is, I don't think he's as good as Manning.
Allen's no Manning.
Right. He's not as good.
And neither is Burrow, probably.
He's much more a Ben Roethlisberger. And I don't think as good as that.
Better than average? Oh, really?
I don't think he's as good as Roethlisberger was.
Interesting. I mean, I'd have to go back and look. I would guess that Josh Allen's better than Roethlisberger, but
well,
I really don't know.
Roethlisberger won a Super Bowl, so.
Yeah. No, no, you're absolutely right. I think, well, who do you think's better between Burrows and Allen? Do you think it's too close to
the
call?
Close.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're pretty even.
I guess I just think maybe, and I know Burrow has beat Mahomes more times, so I guess maybe the record should say that they should be more scared of him, but I don't know. For whatever reason, I think the Bills are the team still. They look like, again, this season, they're
the team
in the AFC that the Chiefs will have to worry about the most. And also, I still think that the Ravens could end up having a great season and come back, and the Chiefs could have to face them again.
No
but
doubt.
I like, for one, I like the rivalry that, because we lost a rivalry with the Raiders a long time ago. That just, it fizzled away. They moved around and, you know, the owners died and all that stuff that kind of had lit that fire. It just went away. So I think the rivalry now is the Bills.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
And it's a good rivalry.
It's a good one, for sure.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, we're going to doom scroll in a minute.
Yeah, we got the news to do. You guys been keeping up with the news?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you read, like, the Quad City Times or something like that every morning, but I know.
I mean,
A lot of those agencies have really shrunk, you know?
Yeah.
I hear it's because of the internet.
I've been partial to the Gulf Shores Journal and Constitution.
That's a good one. That's a good one. It's pricey, but worth it, you know? And it's important to keep these journalists employed. We need them.
Yeah, whoever the guy at Reuters is, he writes a lot of their articles.
Yeah, they're the big estate.
Reuters.
Are they the fourth, fifth estate? Fourth? How many estates are there? Press is the fifth estate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the first estate?
The president. The second estate would be the Supreme Court. Right. The third estate would be Congress.
Oh, sorry, it's fourth.
Yeah, so there's
fifth
four.
Is the podcast.
You got the three. That's
the
right.
Podcast.
Our podcast is the fourth estate. Then the press is the fifth estate. Press is very important, is what we're getting at here. They teach that in school. What are the three estates in government?
I've never heard of that.
The three estates?
You guys are.
Judicial, executive.
The three branches of
and
government.
Legislative.
They call them estates.
Yeah. And then the fourth one.
I've never heard of this.
Is the press, because it keeps them all in check. Boom.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, the fourth branch of government, I've heard.
Maybe it's like breaking the fourth wall. You know, like a
but I've never
thing.
Heard of it called an estate.
That's what it's called, right? The fourth estate? The fourth estate?
No, it's not. Refers to the media.
Yeah, that's the media.
No,
the fourth,
it's not.
You've never heard them say the fourth estate?
I hate you guys.
I'm being serious. You've never heard that?
No.
It's a real thing, the fourth estate.
Why would they even call it an estate?
Because they're the fourth. There's three others, and they're the
branches of government. Estate or fourth power refers to the press and news media, both in explicit capacity or advocacy.
Never heard of it.
Implicit, blah, blah, blah.
They say it all the time. They say, you know, the people in the media and people talking about the media, they say, you know how important the fourth estate is. Especially when Trump was president.
Everyone
acted like the world was going to crumble and democracy was doomed when Trump was president, and they kept talking about the fourth. Fourth estate is what will keep us, you know, democracy dies in the darkness, all those
things. Branch of government.
Well, it's because it's not a branch of government, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well.
And so it's the fourth estate.
I know, but I think that's what they say, like it's the fourth branch of government, meaning, quote, unquote.
They call it the fourth estate.
But
anyhow,
they call the president the first estate?
I come through the fourth estate.
That doesn't
every day.
Make any sense to
I
me.
I don't contribute to the fourth estate.
Why
just
would they call the president the first estate?
Well, you can call him that. You just did. I called him that earlier. So
I don't love this.
I comb through it, figure out what's going on, and then I give you guys the highlights every day in a little segment we call Doom Scrolling, a.k.a. Headlines, and we are going to do that coming up next.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. All right. It's getting towards the end of the month. And I would like
you're about to be on your period.
Use my, I know I'm going to use my pass for the month, my coupon for the month. This will be my one Ozempic. But look. I may talk about Ozempic again in a couple weeks, but it would be October, right? So it resets at the first of the year. But this will be my one Ozempic story for this month, since you've limited me to one story per month about the GLP-1 drugs, even though I want to talk about them a lot because so much to talk about. But today, there's big news because Bernie Sanders, he's the guy that Snow Cone likes.
Yeah.
And he has all those t-shirts that look like they're t-shirts for other things, but they're actually Bernie Sanders shirts. Like Rage Against the Machine shirts, but they're actually Bernie. Anyhow, he is upset with these drug manufacturers.
He had a bird land on his head, and everybody thought it was because
he's such a loving,
peaceful guy, but it was because the bird thought he was dead.
The bird thought he was a tree.
The bird was like, look at this dead guy. You could just lay on him. And everybody's like, look at him.
Bernie
Birds
Sanders.
Love him. He's so gentle and kind.
It's You're like, referring to Bernie Sanders?
Yes. Bernie's upset because the cost of these drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy, are so much more expensive in the United States than other countries, which I've brought up in the past. For example, this is from a few months back, just a random price sheet from different countries, but Ozempic in the United States, about $1,000 a month, $950 a month, something like that is what it'll cost you out of pocket. In Japan, it's $169, so that's a little bit cheaper, but not drastic, right? Get down to like Germany, it's $100. Well, that's quite a bit cheaper.
Well, like, what'd you say it was drastically.
In Japan, it's $169. I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay,
right? That's
like,
quite a bit cheaper, right? And you get down to Sweden, it's $96. France, it's $83. The UK, it's around $89, $90, something like that. So why is it 10 times as much, almost 10 times as much, and in some cases it is 10 times as much, as other countries in the United States? That's what Bernie wants to know. He thinks they're gouging us because we're big and rich. I think. Or because our healthcare system is messed up, or all of those things combined, I'm not really sure.
The cost of popular weight loss drugs taking center stage this morning with a hearing on the pricing of Wegovy and its diabetes maintenance counterpart, Ozempic. According to a Senate report, without insurance, a month's supply of Wegovy is nearly $1,350 in the U.S., same prescription is $186 in Denmark and only $92 in the United Kingdom. Senator Bernie Sanders, who's leading the hearing, pushing for manufacturers to make medication more affordable, including selling a generic version for $100 a month.
Okay, I do know, though, that they are allowed, because they had the shortage, they couldn't make it fast enough. There's some law in the United States that says even if your drug is patented, if you can't get it into consumers' hands fast enough due to some sort of manufacturing difficulties, then other companies are allowed to make essentially generic version and sell it to people, which is how we got these ads on Instagram from other companies. Sure, I don't want to say their names in case I get them wrong, but
well,
I think
also,
one of them was...
It's also because we literally cannot negotiate with pharmaceutical companies.
Right. And people talk about...
It's literally law that we cannot negotiate.
You don't want you know, a national healthcare system. Look at the UK. Well, I just did. They said it's $90 there.
Right.
And it's $1,300 here. And I do know that in places like that, they have an entire group of people whose job it is to negotiate with these manufacturers and say, here's how much we're willing to pay for it. And surprisingly, those drug companies, they take the money.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it? And oddly, if I can't afford a drug at the pharmacy, and then they say, oh, your insurance doesn't cover, or even with insurance, it's too expensive, it's bizarre how often they say, let's try and run it through one of these other programs like GoodRx. Oh, magically now it went from $600 to $30. Because I'm convinced that the drug company's like, we want to take whatever you give us. And so, of course, we want to make the most possible, just like any business, we want to make the most possible. So if Americans will pay us $1,300, we'll take it. If that particular American can't afford it, what can you afford? And I think that's where you get these pop-up things.
I think you're right, and we also don't get such pushback because most people are paying for health insurance.
Right.
And so the insurance companies are the one paying the drug companies. So you know they're all in cahoots together. Right. So look, you know, and so you can get it for cheaper because your insurance covers it to some degree. But then the person who doesn't have insurance can't get their goddamn medication.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I mean, they don't care about you.
It's not that we're bad at negotiating. It's we legally can't.
We're not doing it. And I do think there's a lot of examples of patients wanting to get a prescription drug, and it's not just for weight loss, it could be a chemotherapy drug, whatever it is, and it's very expensive, and they can't afford it. And at that pharmacy, what ends up happening is the person walks away without buying the drug. And I think that if the pharmaceutical companies had the wherewithal to track all of those people, they would sell that drug to that person for whatever they could afford.
Of course.
And if that person said, look, I can only afford $65 a month, they'd be like, we'll take it. And that's why I believe that's why these other things have popped up, these coupon things that some pharmacies work with. And I really do believe that, because if you look into that, it's very confusing. And the best I can come up with is these drug companies.
I don't understand how some, but what I will say where I'm dumb is I don't understand how some Okay, so like there's these wipes you can get if you sweat, right? You use them on your hands.
Like prescription
or whatever,
ones?
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
The prescription wipes. If you, you know, some you have sweaty palms or underarms
like
or whatever, right?
Like me.
You buy these wipes. It was like 50 wipes for $700.
What?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because I went to the doctor. Was like, oh, well, you know, I could get you these wipes. We'll have to find some other way because these wipes are super expensive. In my head, I was like, well, just they're wipes. Whatever. I mean, what are they going to be? $50? Like, fine. I'm like, just put the prescription in. I don't care. And so then I went, and they were like $720.
Yeah.
With GoodRx.
Right.
And my insurance. Like $1,000 for wipes. And my thought was, who's buying the $1,000 wipes? Like
some
what,
insurance
dude?
Companies.
But some dude just rolled in here and was like, give me the wipes. And they're like, it's $720, bro.
I think some insurance companies must be willing to pay
it. And then mine won't.
Yeah,
they're like,
won't.
Whatever, just keep the wet
That's
hands.
That's my guess. That's why they charge $700 for a Band-Aid at the hospital, because they're charging the insurance company.
Right.
That. So they charge whatever they think the insurance company will pay, which is almost always, if not always, an exorbitant amount.
And you're
amount.
Right, but even with the GoodRx, it was that much. So I'm like, so they're just selling. What is there? They must have a deal with some insurance company that says, we'll buy them.
Yeah.
And everybody, other insurance companies, like, yeah, no.
They must.
Right? Like, it's unbelievable to me.
I think that's how stuff works.
Because then there's, like, there's a cream you just put on your hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'll try that. And it was $8.
So, and did your insurance cover that?
I don't know how much it was, $8 to me.
Right, so maybe insurance covered that. Maybe your insurance says, look, we'll cover this, but we're not covering the wipes, which is a... Right, who knows?
Right.
But somebody's
like,
insurance
that's
must...
Like, none of it makes any sense.
No, it makes no sense whatsoever. And because everything gets charged to insurance, they just charge exorbitant amounts for everything, from Band-Aids to sweat wipes to whatever
and
it is.
Our insurance is always just...
Hit or miss?
Playing games.
Yeah.
It's like, I get this call, they're like, hey, I needed prescriptions for my kid, and they're like, well, I don't know, it was a doctor's visit, something. I owe somebody like $3,800. And I was like, what do I owe this money for?
Yeah.
I have insurance. And so I finally called the doctor, and they're like, oh, well, they said that they wouldn't pay it until you call them and tell them that your kid doesn't have other insurance from their mom because you guys are divorced. I'm like, wait, so they won't pay it because they think they have supplemental insurance or something? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, they do this all the time.
Yeah.
So I call them, I tell them they don't, they say okay, and then I get the bill again. So I'm like, hey, I told them. They said, yeah, they said they hadn't talked to you.
Jesus Christ.
Playing games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So eventually, you know, I said, well, look, she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call them.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And so she called them, and then the bill just disappeared somehow.
Yeah.
And she's like, but we have to deal with this all the time, because if they don't get verbal confirmation that your kids don't have supplemental insurance, then they won't cover any of it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that doesn't even make any sense.
Nope.
Like, why wouldn't they cover what they cover?
Just trying to get out
they
of
just
it.
Do whatever
you see what I'm
can.
Saying? Like, why not? If you thought the supplemental insurance would cover half of it, then why wouldn't you just pay half of it and say, we'll pay the other half when you tell us you don't have supplemental insurance? I guess I could understand that. But to just say, like, you know what? We ain't doing anything.
Yeah.
Until you call us.
They're playing games.
Why?
Just stonewalling.
Right. I had to pick up pills today, and they said, yeah, it's not covered on your insurance.
And it was covered last time?
Yeah, because I have to call them and opt out now out of the 3 month supply.
They love that. Yeah,
right.
They do that to us a lot.
God. I'm like, what? But my doctor is like, I can't give you a 3 month supply.
Exactly. And they know that. They're like, hey, if you want to get this prescription covered, you have to get it mailed to your house a 6 month supply at a time. And I'm like, is that even legal? And my doctor's like, no.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I can't do that. And the insurance company knows that. My doctor quit because he owned a small clinic, right? Mm-hmm. Where there's he was part of a small clinic where there was like maybe four doctors, a family clinic, like the type that used to be everywhere back in the day when more people had a general doctor,
a
general care.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he finally, he was telling me in the last couple of years, like, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do this, because basically the insurance companies won't pay me. They won't send, every time we bill them for something that these people's insurance is supposed to cover, they put up some sort of fight and we just can't get paid. So he finally quit. He said, I can't do it anymore. And now what he does is, he's still a doctor, but if you want to go see him, you pay him a couple grand a year out of your own pocket.
Oh, like a membership.
And then you also, it is. And then you also use your insurance. So he'll work with the insurance, but he's taking that $2,500, whatever it is, annually to make sure that he gets something. Because he says he just spent all of his time, or the office did, trying to get money from insurance companies because they wouldn't pay for stuff that they were supposed to pay for. And they know that if they say, we're not going to pay for this, and they put up a fight on everything, you're not going to put up an equal fight on everything back. So some of that stuff, you're just going to finally go, fine, just forget it, right? Yeah. Because it's so...
And then what you do is you say, forget it, you don't pay it, and then no, you know, they don't get paid, and then it just goes on your credit, and then you're like, hey, yep. I'd like to get a car, and they're like, you have a 500 credit score.
Yep.
That's why?
That's that. The doctor went broke because they didn't get their money, and you have bad credit, and that's that.
And now the doctor's got to go to the hospitals and work out of the hospitals because... You know, there's no money in a private practice in a strip mall anymore.
Right.
They got to get paid from a hospital to go do it.
They've all moved
because,
hospitals.
You know, insurance ain't paying them and you ain't
they
paying
them. They have to have the might of these big hospital chains so they can get paid. Otherwise, they can't do it. My brother sent me a copy of a bill for something, a picture of it, showed me what he owed. He has insurance. His family has insurance. And the bill that he got was $103,000. Yeah. That was the actual bill. Like, he got billed that's not a joke. They sent him a bill for $103,000 saying, this is what you owe now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that people can do. We're not all millionaires. As a matter of fact, most of us aren't.
Who writes that check anyway?
Exactly.
Even a millionaire. Even somebody with the money isn't like, well, just let me write that.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think so.
Right? I mean, I wouldn't think so. Like, even if you had $10 million, you got a bill. If you got a bill for anything that wasn't a Lamborghini...
Right.
That you want, and they're like, hey, you owe us $100,000. You'd be like, no, I'm not paying that.
I'm not paying that. No. And I hate it when people say, we have great health care. That's why the prime minister of some crappy country comes here to have, if you can afford it, there is great health care available. We have great doctors. I'm not arguing technology.
Right. We have the best technology.
There's great stuff. It's
you can't
afford it.
And you can't get it.
You can't. And if you do get it, that's it now, because you can't get a car. You can't get anything else. You're not going to own a house because you're in debt the rest of your life. That's why I don't go to the doctor.
Right.
And I'm sure I'm not the only one who says, I'm not going. When I split my head open, I was like, no, I'm not going to the doctor.
Right.
Because even though I have insurance, I don't want to get a bill for $3,000, $4,000, who knows, for a few stitches. I'll just let it not heal.
And that $4,000, those are the ones that kill you. I feel like the $100,000, you probably could
argue. I'm not doing it.
And argue, and I don't even know if the credit card bureau.
I don't know how that
would be like,
either.
Well, let's put this $500,000 on your thing. I don't think they would do that, but the $3,000, that's boom.
That's
put that
one.
On there. You're screwed.
It hurts.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
All right. We're going to finish the news coming up. Lots of stuff to talk about. We got a new moon, like literally. And I know Laszlo doesn't like space, but.
I like the moon.
We're going to get a new one. That's kind of cool. We're going to have a second moon.
No.
Yeah, we're going to have a second moon. I'm not making this up.
No, that's not true.
It's true. It is.
It's not true.
It's true. It's going to be here like this weekend. We were going to have a second moon.
Oh, it's going to come to visit?
Yep. It is coming to visit.
We'll be here for a long time?
It'll be here for, they said, it's a few days, and then I think it moves on. It's just doing a tour. I think then it heads off to the sun and gets burned up or something. But, yeah, we get a second moon. It's like in those sci-fi movies where they show the sky and there's more than one moon.
We should go.
We're
going to
have one of those. I know. It's exciting. Also, Brett Favre, the quarterback, former quarterback. Remember, he was involved in that sort of...
he masturbated in Crocs.
Yes. And he had a scandal involving...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Some funds, welfare some government money. Funds, being used for sports facilities for, was it Ole Miss? Is that where he went to school?
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
Oh, no. Southern Miss.
Southern Miss. I always confuse those two. Southern Miss. I think his daughter went to school there and played volleyball and maybe that's what he was wanting to build was a volleyball court.
They
built a couple things. But then there was this big scandal because some text messages got released and it showed that maybe he might have known that this money was coming from welfare funds that were supposed to go to people who needed groceries and things of that nature. So he had to testify, and during his hearing or whatever you call those things, he made a big announcement. Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll discuss that too coming up.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets. Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Two moons? What's that you say?
That's crazy.
This is crazy. What is this, a Star Wars movie? No, this is real life. Right here. This planet, the planet of the United States of America, is going to have a second moon. It's going to be smaller. They're calling it a mini moon, but It's big enough you wouldn't want this thing to slam into you, I'll tell you that. And it's headed our way, and I think they said it's going to be here this weekend. But
planet Earth is set to play host to a visiting mini-moon. So it's an asteroid. It's expected to swing by Earth this Sunday, and then it'll spend about 2 months orbiting the planet as it gets temporarily caught in the Earth's gravity. So the asteroid is just 33 feet long. It's about the size of a school bus. The space rock doesn't pose a threat to Earth. It's not expected to stick around for
long.
It's
on a moon.
And then it'll swing back into space and take a path around the sun.
It's the size of a goddamn school bus. It's huge.
That's
it's not compared to the other moon. The other moon's probably a few school buses, but still.
So it was an asteroid.
They're calling it a mini moon. So's the moon.
It is?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's an asteroid that's stuck in Earth's orbit. That's why this will be
An asteroid just sits there?
Yeah. And then, And the new one.
There's no way of knowing.
It could be, it's probably pieces of Earth after the Earth was slammed with something. And then, you know, we had the big chunk that was the moon. Somewhere Neil deGrasse Tyson's ears are burning. But he's probably too busy sitting in a corner. Thinking about this new moon coming in to care about how we get this information wrong. But they're calling it a mini moon. Yeah, I think the regular moon is also some sort of an asteroid. It's just big enough that it's stuck in Earth's orbit or something. Hey, Brett Favre.
The moon is a planetary mass object or a satellite planet.
Yeah, because it's
big enough.
Is that
an asteroid?
Well, like it's space rock, like an asteroid. But it stays in orbit, whereas this mini moon is going to leave us. It's only here for a little while, and then it's going
to
leave.
I know you're the only one who went to college, so I really hate to question you because I feel like
I don't think
an asteroid is like, you know, the moon's like circular, it's a sphere.
You know, as water rushes over the shores, it starts to smooth it down. And
Goddamn internet stopped as soon as I started looking it
just
up.
Trust me, the water makes it smooth.
I don't need the internet. What water?
Water. It makes things smooth as it, you know, after it rolls over things for a while. That's how you get those smooth pebbles and stones.
And the beach.
So,
yeah, that's erosion.
Whatever slammed into Earth, you know, a trillion years ago, left this big, huge rock out there that we now call the moon, and we got a visiting one.
No, the moon is not considered an asteroid.
It's not considered one because, but
according to the most widely accepted theory, the moon formed from debris ejected from a Mars-sized object.
Right. But it's still
making it a natural satellite of Earth, not an asteroid.
Some people still think it's an asteroid, though. I mean, there's the most popular.
Anybody does.
Yeah, well, you said according to the most popular theory, but there's other theories. Still, it's look. There's a mini moon. They called it a mini moon. Those weren't my words. It's going to be here. We have to use snow cones telescope to see it. Probably. I don't think we'll be able to see it just looking out our window. But you bring your telescope in here. That's where we have these windows, and we're going to take a look at it.
Okay.
Because we won't have long.
That's why we have the windows.
Yeah, it's just here for a short visit. Brett Favre got into some trouble for trying to build. I don't know how to. I don't want to get in trouble with Brett Favre. There was a scandal involving Brett Favre and some facilities at Southern Miss.
It was a new volleyball court for his school.
But there were other things that had also been built.
Well, now you did it. I started looking up Moon. I can't think of anything else, and now I'm on Cam Soda.
Great. So,
everything leads me back to Cam Soda.
Brett Favre had to testify. I don't know why it took this long, but Brett Favre had to testify.
But it took me to get to Cam Soda?
No.
Or Brett Favre to testify?
Both.
That's true. Brett Favre had to testify about this alleged misappropriation of funds and what he knew about it. And while he was testifying, he made a big announcement. The thing is, he really wanted these studies done. He thought that they were making big strides in concussion prevention, and he wanted to be a part of that. And then he talks about why this is so important to him.
I wanted to help my alma mater and benefit the community. Southern Miss introduced me to the nonprofit to see if they could help with the funding. I had no way of knowing that there was anything wrong with how the state funded the project, especially since it was publicly approved by many state agencies and multiple attorneys, including the Attorney General. Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believe was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others, and I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Brett Favre has Parkinson's.
He's an asteroid.
Oh my God, he's a mini asteroid. Brett Favre has Parkinson's. There you go.
Well, that explains the masturbating in Crocs. He
was exactly. Just, it explains everything. Head injuries. That weird watch that he was wearing in those pictures and the Crocs. And
The gold wrap.
And the fact that that picture, like the picture that he took anyway, was that a time to take that picture? It looked like, you know, it was either a little early or a little late to be taking some of those pictures. But anyhow, I think this is, look, the guy's got Parkinson's. He got hit in the head a lot. I don't think we can. Good. I don't think we can. Excuse me? What'd you say? Good?
Good.
Well, you don't like Brett Favre?
He's a douche.
Oh, come on. The guy's a legend.
Douchebag.
The guy probably threw more passes than any other quarterback in the history of the NFL. Well, that's you gotta swing, you know, if you're going to get a hit or something. He threw the ball up. He won a Super Bowl, didn't he? Yes, he did. He might have won more than one. I don't know.
He won at least one with Green Bay. Desmond Howard was the MVP. That's my guess, if I remember correctly.
He won. I know he won at least one. Was that it? Just the one?
I think he won one.
Okay.
He almost took Minnesota.
Minnesota got close, right? But yeah. So, you know, you can't expect the guy to understand how
Cam Soda
welfare money is supposed to work.
I don't know why you even need to talk to people.
Who approves these funds? Anyhow, hello. I say we let him off the hook.
Hello.
Say we let him off the hook. Brett Favre's
That's two girls right there.
What was the other thing that I wanted to tell you about, Snow Cone? You said that there was something.
There's no cup. But this one looks pregnant, maybe.
Not interesting.
I think they're about to get weird. They're about to get weird.
I'm about to check
what
out.
What about baseball?
All of a sudden it was like,
What about baseball? Huh? How about baseball? Well, that gets
I love baseball.
Okay, baseball. You know who the worst team in baseball is this year?
The White Sox.
Yeah.
You know how much money I made on the White Sox?
How? By predicting they'd be the worst team?
Every game, since the all right, I shouldn't even say this, but I have made a decent amount of money since a little bit past the All-Star game, betting every night that they would lose.
Hmm. Wow.
So I would take the other team.
They've lost like 24 in a row?
Yeah.
They're going to lose 120,
and then if they win, then I lost that bet, I would double it.
Yeah, because they're not doing it again.
They're not winning, and then if they did, I'd double that. They're not winning. They're not going to win three straight. They're not going to win four straight.
Right.
I did the
Martingale of baseball losses. Yeah. Because with them, you could. 120 losses this season. Or close to it. So I think they said this will be the worst season in the modern era.
Just so you know, on our Twitch stream, between breaks that went out on the radio, I told people that was the bet to do. Now, whether you listen to me or not, that's up to you. But I told you, bet every game for the White Sox to lose.
Well, they lost a lot. And I think they said it'll be the most in the modern era since the Mets in like 1960-something, early 60s. But it comes at a bad time for the White Sox because the owner has been asking fans in the city for money. He wants to build, you know, like another one of these billion-dollar stadiums or whatever. The problem is where they play isn't that old. It's 30 years, 31 years old, something like that. It looks pretty nice to me. But he wants a new
one. Is that the Comiskey
place? No, it's, what do they call it now? What do they call White Sox Stadium, Lazo? It's
Guaranteed Rate
Guaranteed
Field.
I still call it Comiskey.
Yeah.
But get it right, Snow Cone. It's Guaranteed Rate. They pay big money for that.
Okay.
But not enough money to build a new stadium.
I still call it Comiskey.
Not enough money to get a new stadium. The owner wants people to give up that money. And people are like, you know, now's probably not a good time to ask. Also, the governor of Illinois, he says, you know, I think this whole era of giving owners a bunch of money to build stadiums has started to slow down. We've seen other cities. I'm guessing that they're probably referencing Kansas City as one of them, although there have been quite a few in the last couple of years that have said, no, we don't think we want to pay for this stuff.
They fired their manager months ago. They've scored the fewest runs and given up the most. Dead last in home runs. It's a recipe for 120 losses. Reports earlier this year that the team's owner, Jerry Reinsdorf, wanted $1 billion in public funding from the city and state to build a new stadium raised eyebrows because Guaranteed Rate Field isn't even old enough to run for president yet.
We've seen other teams be able to support their own stadiums privately.
Studies show publicly funded stadiums have little to no tangible economic impacts on their hosts, and public subsidies are often larger than the benefits.
You know what gets me is that at the game that they went to and they were doing this report, they said that there were like 27,000 people there. That shows you, that's a big city, because 27,000 people to show up for a team that's doing that poorly. And of course, people are like, in a weird way, sort of embracing it, almost like when the Lions had that winless season and they made the t-shirts and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. White Sox fans were mad when somebody else did it.
Yeah, it was like your thing.
Like, hey, oh, this is our thing. We're the ones that went 0-16.
Yeah. And the White Sox fans have done similar things. I saw a lot of T-shirts that they've made referencing how bad the team is. But still, I think they said like 26 or 27,000 people. That seems like a pretty good number for a team that's the worst in baseball. Also, there seems to be something about owners asking for money. Although with the Royals, they asked for the money, and then the team did start to turn things around.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe there is no correlation there, because when did he ask? It would have been at the beginning of this year, right?
Yeah, it was in the offseason. So people were like, you suck. We're not going to pay for a crap team.
And then they ended up having a good season. Although the last couple of weeks.
Are they going to make the playoffs yet?
Damn it, man. I don't know. They lost like 7 in a row or something. It's not, but we totally jinxed them. I'm convinced. If they miss the playoffs, it's our fault. Because we said it was a done deal. They're going to make it. There's basically no way that they could miss the playoffs. And we never should have said that. It's our fault. And for that, I, for one, am willing to apologize. I don't know about Lazo. I don't know about Vern. But
there's still a game ahead of the Twins in the wild card race.
How many games are left? Like five games?
They're a half a game behind Detroit.
Ugh. And you know who Detroit's about to play, I think, is the White Sox. Is Detroit playing the White Sox?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but the Royals play the Nationals, so.
Okay, so there's still hope.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. Someone's got beef with you, Laszlo. Why? And I think they have reason to have beef, you know? I'm surprised it took this long for somebody to speak up. Because you've been pretty harsh on an entire group of people.
No.
Because of some, who knows, some anecdotal thing. People are mad.
The gays?
No.
The women?
No. Well,
probably.
They probably are mad, but I don't know about the gays. I hope the gays wouldn't be mad. Why would they be mad?
I don't know. I'm just trying to throw out. You said groups of people who tend to organize.
No,
so people on bikes?
This is a profession. It's a whole profession of people.
Secretaries.
And they're mad at you. There are no secretaries anymore. They're administrative assistants. So, yes, they're probably mad at you now, too. But I'll tell you who it is. Hopefully it won't be the secretaries before then. I'll tell you who was mad at you until the secretaries. Coming up.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! Are you going to apologize?
Well, I did. I mean, Coach Weeze, he's a coach here in town, and he's heard me say that, you know, high school coaches are just social studies teachers. You don't have to listen to them. Yes. There are coaches that are very, very good. I think the football coach at Shawnee Mission South, that I am a supporter of. I think that dude's a really good football coach.
Well, the head football coach of the high school team is usually a coach, right? And then they teach some crap. At least at my high school, our football coach taught totally joke classes so that he could be a coach.
I will say that, you know, before I played, but, you know, while I was alive, Lloyd Carr, Michigan football coach legend, coached at our rival high school. He was a high school football coach.
Yeah.
So there's guys who are good at it. All I'm saying is there's also guys who aren't. And if you are a football player, baseball player, whatever, and your coach says you're not good enough, you don't have to listen to your high school coach. Just keep grinding. That's all I'm saying.
I say listen to him.
Well, I'm not saying if he says you're not good enough, you don't have to hear all that.
You're probably not good enough. That's what I believe. If someone says anything negative about you, they're probably right. Because they're going to notice
that. That's awesome. But I do think there are really, really, really good, obvious high school coaches.
I always wondered how much they pay them. Like the coach at our high school, the football coach, he was there to coach football. He had coached football in the past. The school wanted him there to coach the football team.
Right.
And then he had to teach a couple classes like personal finance so that he could be a coach. Because the rules were that the coaches had to also be teachers. But he wasn't teaching like an actual social studies course or any of that. He taught these elective courses.
Our football coach was great, by the way. So I also say that. Our high school football, Michigan Football Hall of Fame. My high school football coach. He was great. He taught weightlifting.
Right.
And I don't think he was ever in there.
Right.
He had another guy who coached JV, and he made everybody do all the stuff.
Yeah.
And then he came in for the first day. He was like 80. He walked in with those polyester pants and that hat on. He walked in for the first day to see how much you could lift, and then the last day.
Yep, that's it. You just got to be a teacher.
You didn't get stronger. Like, well, no, I haven't really been doing it.
Sorry, coach, we weren't here. Neither were you. I think that's rules. But I wonder if, like, at a high school level, is the coach the highest paid employee? I would assume the administrators make more money, right? But maybe not. Like, do high schools pay football coaches a lot of money to be football coaches?
I think it's all got to be for the opportunity. I always felt like it was like, all right, I'm going to go coach this high school and then try to catch on
right
at a college and then move from college to there. Like, of course I think there's some good coaches at high school. Dan Lanning coached at Park Hill.
Right. But
dude's a pretty good coach.
What about these old guys that coach in Texas and everything else? And they're
good.
I mean, so it makes me wonder if the schools are able to pay them a decent chunk of change. And
I bet you in Texas they do.
Well, and what does having a good football team?
I bet you in Florida they do.
Right, that's what I was thinking. What does having a good football team do for your high school? Can the school say, hey, it makes sense for us to pay this guy a lot of money because with colleges, we know it brings in a lot of revenue, right? You get more students that want to go there, and it's expensive to go to college. But in a public school, I just wonder what kind of revenue having a good team generates. Maybe they sell merchandise. Maybe they sell tickets to the games.
You know, that's a good
idea. Wouldn't think that would be that much money.
No.
So maybe they don't pay the coaches that much. I don't know. As a kid, I thought for some reason, I'll bet that guy makes more money than any of the other teachers here.
I bet you in Texas.
For sure.
They pay him, and I bet you it does generate revenue.
Yeah. I mean, because those games are big stadiums.
Are filled, right?
And so I bet you that.
I would say here, maybe not so much, but it's probably more the opportunity. Like, hey, you start winning state championships in Kansas, then maybe you move on to, who knows, a private school, or maybe you move on to, the assistant defensive backs coach at Kansas, and then you just work your way up.
Well, and I wonder
how... It's like doing radio in, a small market.
Yep. Your foot's in the door, and that's what matters. But also, I'm sure there's a pride level involved. If your high school football team is terrible year after year after year, there's probably somebody behind the scenes saying, hey, this is unacceptable. This school, because you could make the argument that, let's say you live in a city that's got three or four high schools in one city, and you got one school that just has a terrible football team year after year, and the other schools are really good. I'm sure people at that school are like, hey, this is hurting us. Kids' morale is lower here because we're the school that gets made fun of because our team sucks every year, or maybe not.
Maybe
that's not a thing.
It doesn't matter.
But the way that they talked about coaches in high school, everyone called the person Coach So-and-so. It was just his last name. You didn't have to play sports to call him coach. Everybody did. And we all knew that these classes he was teaching were total jokes. They were electives. And I had one of his classes one semester. And it was just straight out of a book. And he was a very nice guy. But he was not involved at all. And he knew that what he was teaching was a total joke. It was like an elementary school level.
I think sometimes coaches are good teachers.
They could be, sure. Yeah. But this guy wasn't even trying. And no one was mad at him for not trying. He just taught whatever this dumb elective was, and then he could be... And I also thought that he wasn't teaching, all day. I think he had, a class a day. But I could be wrong about that. Maybe somebody went to school...
I bet they're probably more strict on that now than when we went to school. Or certainly when I went to school. Like, Coach Reardon... he was there in the morning and he was there at night. I don't know exactly what he was doing, walking around with a little cup of coffee.
Right. It just seemed like it was all football related. Yeah, like everything was football related year round.
And I feel like once football season was over, you saw him even less.
Exactly. No, I'm thinking, I'm not sure that he was there when in the second semester when football was over. He probably was. No,
Coach Reese says, head football coaches in Shawnee, Michigan get $8,100 for the head coach position.
That's it. So you get your teacher salary and then an extra $8,000?
Yeah. Well, that's not a lot.
So that's that. It's not what
that's
thought.
A lot of work.
Right. A lot
you're
of extra
there every
work.
Day, every morning.
Yeah.
But it's all got to be for the opportunity.
If I could win,
then maybe Lance Leipold will pick me up as some sort of assistant.
And then you're
trying to do the Dan Lanning thing.
Yep.
Where you end up at Oregon with unlimited NIL hanging out with the Nike guys.
And
right?
Sometimes you hear about these guys who had money because maybe they're former ball players. And you go, whatever happened to Christian Okoye, right? Whatever happened to Christian Okoye? And someone says, he coaches at his old high school.
He probably does it for
fun. People do it for fun, right?
Yeah,
they can
sure.
afford to do it for fun. What about the coach of the Chiefs? What was his name? The guy whose name we're not supposed to.
Todd Haley.
Haley.
Yeah.
Didn't, when we looked him up, wasn't he coaching?
Well, he was coaching in Florida. Yeah.
Like at a high school,
a high school,
So is it like, I got to keep my foot in the door? This is the job that's available. I'm going to try and work my way back up.
I
think that's a bad. You'd think that would be a bad.
Coming from the NFL.
Exactly.
I think younger guys or guys who want to do it, I guess you don't have to be younger, but you want to do it. You know, I think it's probably a good opportunity, you know, and you probably want to win. You want to be good.
Yeah. And some of it probably is just you. Maybe you really are just a teacher who also loves football.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do both. And it's not about the extra $8,000. I've got pride in being a good
football
coach.
If I could go back,
coach.
People always say, would you go back and do? I might do that. Like, yeah. I love my
Talk
job
about
and
having
what I
an
do
impact
now.
On
but like, okay,
lives.
You know what, man? I might have tried a little bit harder, went to college and coached football at a high school.
Yeah.
It might have been fun, and just to see where I could run that up.
And it would be fun years later to talk
like
to those kids as adults.
If you could go back at 15, what would you do? I might give the, I know where I ended up here, which is great.
Yeah.
I might run that up the flagpole and see. Like, all right, let me see if I can pull this off.
Be a teacher and be...
And a football coach.
So
just see if I could end up at Oregon.
Yeah, why not?
Like, just a quick update. The last job Todd Haley had was the Memphis Showboats. He was the head coach for about 1 year before he was fired.
Okay.
Interesting. You would think that even if you were not a great NFL head coach, if you made it to NFL head coach, that there would be colleges that want you to be a head coach there, or at least a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, something at a college level. Like, you were a head coach in the NFL. We want you here at this school, but
most,
man,
I mean, he must have really burned some bridges, because most of those guys, you know, end up at least, like, and maybe he doesn't want to do it, but, you know, at, like, Alabama
exactly.
as an analyst.
Something.
Yeah, you're just an analyst. All right, cool. You know, you rebuild your career. I mean, Steve Sarkisian was drunk on the sidelines. I remember watching the game, was drunk on the sidelines, and they went to the reporter, went to him. He's like, you get my athletic director down here. And, like, the next day, he had to go to rehab.
Yeah.
And lost his job and everything, and then, you know, took a little bit of time off, went to Alabama.
People forget.
Worked for Nick Saban, went to Atlanta. Now he's the head coach of the number one team in the country. Like, Todd Haley,
something happened.
If you did right, if you burned more bridges than being drunk on TV coaching USC, then something happened.
Yeah, that's almost.
And it doesn't mean like something bad, like drunk or whatever. It just means like maybe people don't like you or something.
Something.
Like,
and yeah. It's enough.
Usually, most people be like, well, the guy coached for a long time.
In the NFL.
I put him on the payroll for something.
Something. It's not a huge school. We've got a former NFL head coach on our roster.
Connor, you know what I mean? Stallions is the head coach at Mumford.
Right. Right. Something.
Right.
Something. And if they say the only job available is this high school in Florida that you didn't go to and have no connection to, at that point, I might go, I'm going to do something else.
Right.
I might get out of coaching.
And maybe that's what he did.
I don't know. I mean, he still was kicking around doing different coaching gigs, so who knows? But maybe some of these high school guys just really love it. And as long as you got your apology out there.
I think there are good coaches.
And they certainly shape people's minds, and they can have huge impacts on their lives.
But all I'm saying is sometimes they're bad. And they shape people's minds in the wrong way.
Yeah.
So whatever you do, kids, whether your coach is good or bad, the most important thing is to believe in yourself, man. Bet on you. Bet on you, not them.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Boy, oh boy, man, this story just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Let me ask you, what would you pay for a video of one of Puff Daddy's freak-offs? You know, they say he recorded
Someone's
all this
got
stuff.
Along.
Right. So let's say that someone offered to sell you one.
Didn't you produce all the freak-offs?
Well, Snow Cone. Yeah.
The forced freak-offs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to keep any copies, but they were recording
them. Well, you don't have them then?
I got a few videos on my phone that I took, but none of like the actual.
He signed a lot of NDAs.
Is it me and Paris Hilton that you kept?
That one I did not have.
You don't.
That one I wore the tape out.
What about with me and DiCaprio?
That one I have.
Right.
Yes, that one.
He's hot!
I know.
What do you want me to do?
Every way.
Plus, I was just hoping I'd get on the yacht, but I didn't.
I know. But hey, you got to take a swing. That's how life works.
A swig is what, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what my dad said. I don't remember. He was usually drunk. But what about the one that supposedly had Nicki Minaj in it? Now, that I would pay big money for.
I wasn't
at the
Nicki Minaj.
No, you were not. No, you were not.
That night.
But supposedly there are a lot of people there. Now, I don't know. You know, I can't confirm
there?
Or deny that this thing. No, I wasn't there, so I can't even confirm this thing was real. But someone quite reputable has said it is real, and she's got the dirt on it. And she says it sold, and she says how much it sold for. I shared the information with Snow Cone earlier. That's
it's reasonable.
That's where being rich comes in handy. I mean, I guess everything in life is where rich becomes handy, but.
Right,
this
means,
was a.
It makes it nice.
This is one of those things. This is an expenditure that you only make if you're rich. You got to be like next level rich to pay for one of these videos. So you haven't heard about this?
No, Snow Cone. Will you make me coffee?
Sure.
I don't know how to make it in there.
He needs to sober up.
Yeah, I need to have a couple.
I'll tell you about this video next.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
And we're on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so these freak-off videos. How much would you pay for one?
How much would you pay to be in one?
Well, I guess...
That's the real.
You could look at the people who supposedly were in it. They acted like they didn't want to do it at all. So they're saying that they were forced into it, and I don't know if manipulated, not blackmail. They keep saying blackmail, but it was more manipulated, right? That he would keep these videos, and then that way you wouldn't go.
I don't know, like tell people,
which is weird because it's like
because I was in the video.
Here's the video. I was proof that it happened. But look, I'm not a victim of this, so I don't know how
right.
that works.
I don't know.
Or,
yeah.
But it was weird because that's what the feds kept saying is like he would take these videos and then that way they wouldn't leave.
But if
it's like, what are you going to show to my grandparents? I don't.
If you had a video,
maybe it looked like they were doing
of me doing something bad. Then why would I tell anyone anyway? Because I was the one doing something
that's
bad.
What I didn't. But I guess maybe the video made it look like they were doing it voluntarily and enjoying themselves. Maybe he said, if you try and tell people you didn't want to do this, I've got these videos that make it look like
you're
totally...
Yeah, I get it, but still, why would I be a threat to you if I did it?
I don't know.
If I went to a freak-off party and I did freak-off stuff,
yeah,
then like you having a video of me doing freak-off stuff would be... I would feel like vulnerable to that in the sense that you would release that and say stuff about me. But
right.
I don't see how I would do anything, right? Like, I did it, so who cares? We're all in it.
Yeah.
When's the next freak-off party? Like, we are doing this. Like, I don't see how the video benefits him or anybody else.
Yeah, I don't really get it either.
Because there's a lot of freak-off. Like, it's like having an affair with someone who has just as much to lose. Like, we're all in trouble, bud.
Right.
But I guess, like, in case you feel like what you... have a guilty conscience. I've got a copy of it. I guess that's it.
Is it? I don't know. I'm sure maybe someday this will all make sense. Right now it's still a little murky. But someone has come forward with some pretty big accusations, and it's a pretty reputable person.
Poncho says he has a video of me eating chicken wings and giving...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I said chicken wings. I don't know where you're headed with this, though.
He said giving two dudes the...
Yeah, okay.
The double fist.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You can say that. There's nothing wrong with that. I could be punching someone.
Okay. Yeah.
He says eating chicken wings shirtless.
I'd like to see that video.
You would?
Sure.
You're in it.
I wouldn't pay as much as people paid, allegedly, for these Puffy videos, but someone has come forward in an interview and said, listen, I'm aware of these freak-off videos, and these freak-off videos were for sale on the dark web.
Mm.
And it was none other than Jaguar Wright who's making these claims.
Who the hell's Jaguar Wright?
Stop it.
I don't know who Jaguar Wright is.
The singer.
I don't know.
Born in 1977.
Lil Tecca?
No, she's a singer.
I have no idea who she is.
Well,
is she a popular singer?
I don't think so. I've never heard of her before.
Can I hear any of her music?
I didn't pull any of her music. I pulled her interview. But
Jaguar Wright?
Yeah, Jaguar Wright.
What does that even mean?
That's her name. Jaguar Wright. Her name's
like
Jaguar.
Two names and then W-R-I.
And then last name's
like
Wright.
Like Nick Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Is she related to Nick Wright?
Could be. She must be in some way. Right? They have the same last name.
Well, I'm
so there's
got
to be
right
some
now.
Connection there. But Jaguar Wright claimed that Diddy sold a controversial video of one of these freak-offs on the dark web featuring high-profile celebrities. She said he needed the money, and boy, he made a lot of money with these videos. Maybe that was the whole reason he was doing this to begin with, because wait until you hear how much she says this video went for.
Why would he sell his tapes on the dark net? He's selling it because he needs the cash. The last freak-off tape that just got sold on the dark net, which I know because I monitor, went for $500 million.
$500 million. Yeah.
Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Justin Bieber.
Whoa. Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Chris Brown
still hanging out?
No. They're in the video.
I know, but they're still hanging out, like having sex after all that.
I don't know. They were in this freak-off video. Maybe they were coerced into it. I'm not exactly sure.
How did you get coerced into doing it?
Well, ask the feds.
But didn't Chris Brown
beat
her up?
A lot of ways doing it.
Like, I didn't think they were friends.
Well, I don't know when this was filmed. Maybe this is an older video.
Now they're in a freak-off video together?
Maybe it's an old video.
Oh, before that?
It could have been, yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, they could have been coming up.
I don't think so.
He helps make a lot of celebrities.
Which I know because I monitor, went for $500 million. It had multiple stars in it. Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, Drake. It was a really interesting night in Calabasas.
Calabasas.
We just sold that footage.
How come you think
I
it
love
doesn't
Calabasas.
Get,
yeah, it sounds like an interesting night.
To the public.
The dark net?
Yeah.
Because of the dark coin. Most the people don't coin. Even know that the dark coin exists.
What's the dark coin?
The dark coin. I guess maybe Bitcoin. I don't know. Maybe there's one called dark coin. But it's the coin that they're using on the dark net to buy freak off videos.
They're trading for all of the flesh they sell. Which is why I became so outraged last year when the girls, when the twins turned 16.
What
and they were dressed like prostitutes. And then he auctioned them off.
Twins are prostitutes?
I don't know who the twins are.
The NFT that he sold them to was attached to that dark coin. It was like a promissory note to sell his daughters to the highest bidder.
What the hell's going on?
He's selling Puffy. She's claiming that Puffy was selling the videos and then selling these twin prostitutes as NFTs. I don't know what an NFT is. I listen to
dark coin.
All of the flesh they sell.
Okay, so they use the dark coin. That's how they, for all the flesh that they sell, they use the dark coin.
What's the dark coin?
Snowcone. I asked him earlier, he said he didn't know.
Like Bitcoin on the dark web, I guess?
That's what we're guessing, but she calls it dark coin.
That's all I can
Then she talks about these twins.
That's why I became so
Someone
outraged.
Says the yin-yang twins.
The yin-yang twins. Got oh, it. My okay. goodness.
Last year, when the girls, when the twins turned 16, and he had them dressed like prostitutes, and then he auctioned them off as NFTs.
You auction off people as NFTs? I thought NFTs were like... You know, this piece of artwork or whatever.
Non-fungible
token. Yeah, we know, but what does that mean?
I thought it was like a baseball card.
Yeah, like you take something and you say, now I own the rights to
this. That's what I assumed. It was like a baseball card.
I own this meme.
Art.
A meme. Yeah. People were selling memes as NFTs for a while. But yeah, I didn't know you could sell twin prostitutes.
I'd buy. How much is a twin prostitute?
She doesn't say. I don't. Well, does she say?
Because the NFT that he sold them to was attached to that dark coin. It was like a promissory note to sell his daughters to the highest bidder.
Promissory notes? Daughters. Promissory notes? Darkwing's his own daughters? He has twin daughters?
I know he has seven kids. Let me see.
He must have twin daughters. He sold them off like the Wrigley twins. I didn't know that this was a thing that you could buy. I thought
his
NFTs
Chris
were...
Chris Brown being.
Yes, he has twin daughters.
Okay, so it's his twins, not the yin-yang twins. Whoever said that is super funny. So his daughters. Wow, Jaguar Wright. These are explosive claims. And I think
Who the
they're
hell's
believable.
Jaguar Wright?
She's a singer. I told you. She's put out a bunch
Did
of
she
albums.
Sing on his album?
She's on whose album?
Sean Combs?
No, what do you mean? She's a singer. She's
Well, she could be like the is she like a background singer?
I'm sure she's connected to him in some way. But look, the main thing here is that she monitors the dark net, which I still don't know how to do.
Why does she do that?
Because she's worried about these girls that are being abused and these freak-offs and being sold as NFTs, twins being sold as NFTs. These are big explosive claims, and I think...
I see. Wright was brought to the attention of the hip hop group The Roots in 1998, which eventually led to her going on tour with them. She later appeared on MTV Unplugged as a backup singer for Jay-Z.
I saw something about The Roots.
In 2001. Was featured in a Coca-Cola advertisement as part of the brand's New Soul campaign.
Yeah.
Jaguar Wright.
I told you she's a singer. She's an established singer.
Her name's Jacqueline Suzette Wright Johnson.
Yeah, but people don't know her by that. They know her by Jaguar Wright. That's her stage name. $500 million for a freak-off video. Who's got that kind of money? Somebody. I mean, we know literally like Bezos has that kind of money.
Elon
has that kind of money. But do people with that kind of money spend that kind of money on things
like
this?
Let me say this. Just hear me out. So I've got like billions and billions of dollars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100 billion.
Right, yeah. So I mean, so much. I mean, even a billion, 500 million, like whatever.
Sure.
But so I have a couple billion dollars. And they're like, hey, there's this freak-off video with like Trump and Clinton and Rihanna and... Oprah and all
and the
these
twins
people,
and the Ying Yang twins,
all these people who are on this, like DiCaprio and all these people are right.
Yeah,
and like you can have this video for $500 million. I'm like, you know what? That's a good investment.
That is a good
it's
investment.
A good, like, give me the video.
I'm calling everyone
I'll give
in
you
that
500
video.
Million. I'll go ahead and put that in my safe, and I just want everyone to know right now.
They're paying me monthly.
Well, you f- with Amazon, you. F- with me,
that's right.
Right? Like, I'm Bezos. I got, and then
it's a great investment.
Hey, you can't sell. I'm like, I'll sell whatever I want.
Yep.
whenever I want, to whoever I want.
Well, that's blackmail. I haven't threatened anything.
No, I just have this video.
I just have this video, and I'm asking you to give me some money.
Exactly.
That's
even
all.
Even if I don't have the money, as soon as anyone starts struggling with me, as soon as Congress goes like, well, we think Amazon's a monopoly, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I think your party leader for $500,000, here it is. Like, well, okay, well, we're sorry. I think Amazon's not a monopoly.
Let that be a lesson.
I would buy that. For
good investments. Good investments.
Good investments is getting your friends on tape having sex.
Yep, and especially if those friends get some sort of high-profile
job.
And
even if they don't.
But still, they'll pay you.
Like,
they'll
take
pay
all
you.
That down and just be it in high school.
Yeah, oh, they'll pay.
They're like, oh, we're going to kick your ass. Oh, really?
Right.
How about I release this? You and your buddy doing a dinky-dink.
Yep, I came up with it. I call it revenge porn. And you're going to pay me for it.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Remember all that talk this summer about the Tesla of suicides? Remember the you do, Snow Cone? The suicide pods?
Yeah.
And they showed them off at some sort of expo? I don't know what kind of expo that would have been. I've never heard of like a suicide expo.
I just saw another video of them.
Huh?
I said, I just saw another video of them, like, on Reels.
Yeah, that's because they're in the news. Well, good luck trying to search for those videos. I went on YouTube today and tried to look up stories about this thing. And anytime you type in the word suicide in a search bar, you just get this page that says, oh, you need help. Your life isn't so bad. And I'm like, how the hell would you know, first of all? Second of all, I'm looking for a news story. But I can't imagine that any person who's feeling suicidal is made to feel better by automatically generated text on a YouTube search result. You know, it's okay. You're better than you think you are. You're not a person. You're not real. This isn't helping, but maybe it does. Maybe it does. I should probably give some sort of warning since
better than not
Google's since Google's so serious about not showing anything. And I know that TikTok and other social media platforms don't allow the word suicide, or they didn't. I don't know. But what did people start calling
unaliving.
It? Unaliving. Unaliving. Kids had to come up with a new word. Unaliving. Watch this person unaliving themselves.
I hate it.
Was it just TikTok that banned that word?
It sounds worse.
No.
YouTube, it sounds way
YouTube
worse.
YouTube does it now. Like anything, like algorithm is going
to
do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was hard for me to find this audio. But people have been arrested, all because someone wanted to use the latest and greatest in suicide technology. And I just, for one, don't understand, because this is a country that supposedly supports assisted suicide in certain circumstances. So I don't see why this is such a big deal, but it apparently is a big deal because a bunch of people have been arrested. I don't know how much you know about the suicide pod, Laszlo, but I'm going to tell you about it next. See if I can sell you on it.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
So you saw his mom do that?
No, we can't talk about that. Look, if people want to do that, twitch.tv.
Right,
do
you
want to
hear behind-the-scenes stuff about Snow Cone's mom?
Yeah, that's where you're going to have to go.
Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Sex work is work.
Yeah.
That is true. It is work.
It is true.
Did I tell you I saw the Church of Laszlo vodka in a liquor store?
You mentioned that earlier,
yes. I saw that. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
We'll go get it.
Glad to hear that.
You should buy it. I saw three bottles at that. I don't know what
they're down to only
for,
three. That's a good sign.
Well,
down
to their last three. To me,
they're down to their last three. So you better
swing in there. I'm going to swing in after work. And if they're not gone, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody needs to go to that place. It's at 95th and Antioch. You know where it is.
Boom. Go in there and
go
get
buy
them.
Those three bottles.
We need those sold so they order more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to give a warning about this next segment because it involves talk of unaliving. And people.
Who?
People like to give warnings about that sort of thing.
What is it about?
Unaliving.
Well, they said Blake Lively.
No, no, no. There's no warning needed for those talks. Well, you can talk about her later. I would like to talk about her. People say that she's difficult to work with. I think if you're that hot, you're allowed to be difficult to work with. You know, some people need... There's got to be good and bad in the world, and if anyone's going to be difficult, what makes me mad is if you're a diva and you're not famous and you're not good-looking, then why are you
a diva? Like Mariah Carey's allowed to be a diva.
Exactly, exactly. Blake Lively's allowed to be a diva. I'm sick of hearing about her being difficult. Anyhow, this
is difficult.
This
is hot.
Exactly. Like, not just hot, but like... Ryan Reynolds'
Sydney
wife.
Sydney should be hard to be around sometimes.
Yes. So this segment is going to discuss suicide.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg better be nice, right? That's what we're saying.
Yes, because
I mean, she's dead now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying.
I understand. Don't need to pick people that are alive. Just you're good with that. There's a company called Sarco.
Kathy Bates.
Okay. There's a company called Sarco. Sarco. They showed off their suicide pod. Last summer. Then people were calling it the Tesla of suicide.
Mm.
It looks like a little, what do they call those chambers? I know Twitch has got a bunch of nerds. What are those chambers that people in sci-fi movies get into to pass the time?
Hyperbaric.
Hyperbaric chamber, is that right?
Sure.
Something like that. They're getting in some sort of chamber. That's what it looks like.
I don't think people are asking if RBG was ever on Camp Soda. I do not believe so.
We have no evidence.
No. And we have no evidence that she didn't.
Well, except that you've scrolled from top to bottom. You've looked at everything on the website.
So. I'm on there right now. I'm looking up Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Now, the bad thing about the Sarko, it could all be bad things, depending on your opinion, but nobody over, like, 5'10", I've heard.
They don't want a hyperbaric chamber?
The suicide chamber. They don't make them. So far, they haven't made one that's big enough for people. Maybe they think
over
people...
5'10"?
Yeah, maybe they think...
That's not like that big.
I know.
It's just crazy. Like, if you're 5'11", you have a reason to live.
Yeah.
I'm 5'9". That really makes me angry.
Well, I wondered if that's, like, part of it. If they're like, well, if you're 6 foot, really you probably don't want to kill
angry.
Yourself. Like,
really makes me
why
angry.
Why would we make
like,
one
look,
for guys who are 6 foot?
Like, yeah, little dudes. Right, slide in here.
Kind of weird. But that's what they said. It's like 5'11".
So
or
angry.
5'11" or 5'10", something
I
like that.
I hate being sure.
They're going to make bigger ones, so they say, don't worry, don't
but
worry.
But they made it for guys my height.
That's what it sounds like.
You've probably been on the dating sites, and you know.
That's what it
Go
sounds
ahead,
like.
Go ahead, just close the lid and take yourself out. Like, dude.
And there was nobody asking questions at the thing about why not for taller people, as if they all know, like, well, taller people don't have any problems.
It makes me so angry, yet yeah, it's so true.
No matter what your circumstances are in
life. You two tall guys are always, to me, like, we don't even notice you're short.
I don't. I would never describe you as short
really
to anybody.
Don't. Yeah, you don't, because you're tall. They make death chambers for guys my size.
I would never describe Lazo as short to
exactly.
someone.
Exactly. Someone asked, I would not say short.
I don't think you're short.
Normal.
I don't know what
they're
short is,
height.
But yeah, I think you're a normal height, is what I would say. Anyhow,
well, why do they make death chambers that fit me and not you?
Well, look, maybe it's just because they just made the one and they were, you know, trying to secure funding and it's harder to, they needed more plastic to make it bigger. I'm not sure. But they said right now it only holds people under like 5-something. I don't remember the exact. They might say in the story, but anyhow, this chamber works by killing you. You get inside, you close the door, and then to make sure that you do want to take your life, there's a little computer that talks to you, because it can be operated by one person. This doesn't take like multiple people, which is one of the criticisms. Some people have said, well, if you're in a country or in a state that allows assisted suicide, maybe someone should be there to actually assist you instead of you just hopping in this pod and doing it yourself, you know, like running the car in the garage with the door closed or something. But they're like, no, when you get in, it's going to ask you questions. First of all, it's going to make sure you're in the right state of mind. Do you know what date is? Things like that. Do you know what's going to happen if you push this button?
So
normal stuff.
Find their clothes, they will be asked questions and that part works. A few questions are asked to see whether they know what they're doing. That allows the power to come onto the Sarko, and then the person says, if you want to die, press this button. The person presses the button. Immediately in the base, a large quantity of nitrogen is produced, which eliminates all of the oxygen in the actual capsule. Within 2 breaths of air of that low level of oxygen, they will start to feel disorientated, slightly euphoric, before losing consciousness.
All right, 2 breaths. Disorientated, euphoric, lose consciousness, 5 minutes, you're dead.
That's pretty nice.
That's why they...
We should at least... Well, I'm just saying, it's pretty nice.
I know, but people get very...
There are worse ways to go, for sure.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
If you wanted to, you know,
and the suicide clubs have been...
Unalign yourself.
The suicide clubs have been selling these kits... Because they're not allowed...
Girls?
The clubs. They've been selling these kits where they're not allowed to actually send you the kit. They just have to... Because they're allowed to send you instructions. Free speech, right?
Yeah.
In the United States.
It's like helium.
And it's the helium. It's the... What do they call it? The suicide hood? Suicide...
Something like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Suicide hood, I think.
Yeah, but
involves helium. I'm like, now I got to go to the party store. If I walk into the party store and grab a tank of helium and one plastic bag, I'm like, no, but do you have any bags for your... They're going to know what I'm doing. Like, I just need one of the thank you bags.
I wouldn't know.
You need balloons? No.
Just, but I will take one of the bags that you put the balloons. Just one of those plastic thank you bags.
Are you
and
sure,
that's
sir?
It.
You don't want balloons?
Nope, just this tank of helium. And when will you be bringing it back? I think, if I had to guess, my brother will be bringing it back sometime next week. I kid, but, that is actually what I think those suicide clubs tell you to do. I think that's... When I watched that documentary,
helium
it was all about the helium
common,
thing.
Yeah.
All right, but
this tank,
how much is this pod?
This tank... Well, it doesn't say. This tank uses nitrogen, and it's in Europe. It's in Switzerland. But then I see today, police in Switzerland have arrested a bunch of people after someone reportedly ended their life using the suicide pod. Police in Schaffhausen, that's a region, I guess, said they arrested several persons on suspicion of inciting and aiding and abetting suicide after someone died reportedly by using a pod made by the company Sarko on Monday. While assisted dying is legally protected in some circumstances in Switzerland, the Sarko pod has encountered some opposition. Officers recovered the device and body at the scene. The company behind the controversial pod says it can be solely operated by a person seeking to end their own life, as I just explained there earlier. There are worse ways to go, and I see in these other countries they have these assisted suicides. They give them shots and stuff like that.
That's the funniest thing I've read in a while.
What'd they say?
You can read it.
Well, you know, okay, that's not actually not funny.
That's really funny.
Talking about kids, that's not funny.
Okay, but it's still funny.
No, it's really not funny.
That was really funny. Wait, that didn't make you laugh?
I'm laughing at you now laughing about it, going, it is very funny.
It's super funny.
Anyhow, the suicide pod has met a lot of opposition along the way, but the company still thinks that it can be the future of ending your own life.
Have you ever been to one of those quinceañeras or whatever they are?
Okay, whoa, Laszlo, stop.
Quinceañeras.
Yes.
That has an R in it.
No, I think it's quinceañera, but
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's enough. That's good. I don't think that you need to talk about that.
What are you talking about?
There's things for Twitch. We don't need to mix those two things together. That's ridiculous.
No, it's a different story.
Right, so let's just not. Let's focus on the suicide pod. I just want to get your feelings, final thoughts on the suicide pod. Would you do it?
I love Twitch.
I'm too tall to use it. So, Snowcone, you're too tall to use it, so Laszlo, you're the only one.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah, would you use it?
Like now?
Well, like if you were ready. Sound like a good way to do it?
Well, the way you guys have edited all the funny stuff out of this show, yeah. I mean, there's nothing left to live for.
Pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
We're old. I mean, Snowcone, you included on this one. I know you're the youngest one here, but still. Did you see that video that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers put out where they brought in rookies and asked them to identify three objects?
No.
It was a VHS,
okay,
a floppy disk,
okay,
and a cassette. Now, I know
they
I'm old,
that.
But
there's
I would
no
just
way.
Think that people know what those are.
They know what they are.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
I've seen some of these before that, like, BuzzFeed has done, where they bring out, it's a little bit more random stuff, and
right,
it can be, you know, maybe a little bit more difficult. Like, maybe they've seen the smaller floppy, but this is a VHS. If you've ever seen movies.
How much does a guy get paid to clean out those pods?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
That's worse than what you
did.
No,
that's not worse than that.
You masturbating in that?
Hold on. That's the worst cleaning job there is. Cleaning up one of those things is the worst. Taking a body out of a thing is taking a body out of a thing. It's just picking up dead weight.
That's what I'm saying. The worst thing is cleaning up after you.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's worse. That's
right.
Worse. And I wasn't one of those people because I didn't do that. But we don't need to go down that road again.
You did do that. I saw you.
You said that my corduroy pants, I don't even own corduroy pants.
I didn't say corduroy pants.
You said something
moving up and down.
You said something about clothes that weren't my clothes.
We went to a peep show. I was looking for Slim, and then I saw a door.
I saw the door open, and Laszlo was the dancer, which really surprised me. And so then I thought, well,
see,
now we got something to talk about on here.
Then I was walking around.
And you're just walking around looking at dudes. looking through the holes.
They're like bathroom stall doors.
Why are you looking at dudes?
He's just peeking at dudes.
They're bathroom stall doors. So I was like, well, which one is this dude in? So I looked, and I saw his New Balance shoes, because he's...
New Balance. I don't even wear New Balance.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Back then, you did.
See? I'm telling you.
I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. I look down, and your jeans are moving up and down. Beep, 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 beep.
I'm reaching in my pocket for quarters.
Okay, see, now we're...
The machine's operating. If my jeans were moving, couldn't it have just been that I was reaching my pocket for quarters?
That would be one.
Yeah, you're reaching
up and down like 50 times per minute.
Oh, so you were just sitting there staring for a long time. Look at how your pants are
going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Oh, my God. So you think I'm sitting here going like this?
Well, no, I think...
Right, I'm saying that my pants were moving that much.
Yes.
Is what you saw.
Yes.
Okay. That makes no sense. So what
well,
do I do? You think
out.
I was doing it through the pants? Well, then why would my pants be moving that much?
Because you're putting
okay,
your hand...
all right, enough. Enough.
That's what happened. I saw.
You want to hear these rookies, Tampa Bay Bucks, trying to identify
the years,
this stuff?
You
we got
to
clean this show
and then
up.
You get angry.
We got to clean this show up.
I would love to hear
this.
It
is wholesome. It's a VHS, a floppy disk, and a cassette. Can these rookie NFL players, these millionaires, name this stuff?
And it's like a DVD. A VR, VR. DVR? I don't know.
That's it. That's a little DVD thing that you used to put in the DCR?
A VHS, right?
Yep.
CD.
This is like just a
CD?
CD?
CD? How do two different people call a floppy disk a CD?
It's like, I know what a phonograph is.
Right.
I never, like, you
what,
know.
What do you mean
one?
CD? What? You don't know what a CD is either?
Is that what it is? Is that a floppy disk? Hey, I would have never gotten that.
Y'all got me on this one. I don't know this one.
Yeah, this thing we used to put in the music thing for like something like that.
Yep.
I don't know what it's called.
This is the cassette, right?
They don't know cassette tapes. I mean, he's saying it's one of those things you put in the music thing. I know that. And you play it.
You're a pervert.
He doesn't know what a cassette tape is.
You're a pervert.
You don't know what a person masturbating looks like. That's
well,
you.
I know.
You can't spot
Please.
One. No, you think you're real good at it. That's the problem. You're overly confident.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. Did you see Perry Farrell's wife gave an update?
Well, no.
Oh. Well,
I saw the first one. I say, well, no, because I saw the first one, like she said, Steve Avery punched him. And
yeah, there was that. And
if you don't know,
audio thing.
Jane's Addiction was on tour, and Perry Farrell punched Dave Navarre. And
yeah, they like he like body slammed him, and then they started.
Well, he punched him, and then.
Body slammed, he just punched him.
No, he came over.
I thought he bumped into him first and then punched him.
He didn't body slam him. He kind of gave him a chest bump,
yeah,
and he punched him.
Okay, chest bump.
And then Dave didn't do anything, and then Steve Avery came over, put Perry in a headlock, and hit him in the gut a few times.
Yeah.
What? I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's a long version of the video.
A longer version?
Yes, that short version of the video.
Actually, I don't even know if it's the longer one, to be honest with you. It's like you don't see it because Perry walks away.
A group of guys kind of.
And then, right, that group, that's Steve, and he grabs Perry and punches, gives him like, he gives him a couple, and there he goes.
Okay.
You know, like a bar fight. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't bad, but a couple, like, take that with you.
Little gut shots.
Yeah, take that with you.
There definitely is a longer version than the one that was mostly shared.
Yeah, that's right. What I saw.
Yeah, okay. So, Perry Farrell's wife says that, you know, she originally said that
Yeti?
It was a sound thing.
Lily?
Eddie,
there you go.
She'd originally said that there was an issue with the sound and that Perry couldn't hear his own vocals and he had to scream to hear his own vocals.
But he told the band over and over again, don't be so loud.
Right.
They wouldn't listen to him.
And so it was the band's fault that they were too loud. Anyhow, now she says that her husband is seeking help and that he will persevere through all of this. So it's not like that she's taking, you know, or he, she, they are taking a little bit of responsibility for this.
Well, I read that he was sober for a long time.
Yeah, that you pointed that out because in that documentary he was drinking.
Yeah. Documentary about Lollapalooza.
In that documentary he had a bottle of wine he's drinking.
Yeah.
And I guess on stage he said he was drinking too, but someone had said, I don't know if it's true or not, that he had been sober for like 15 years.
But so he looked good.
Maybe he's off the wagon.
Yeah, maybe he hadn't been off the wagon that long and then this happened. I don't know. You know what, though? When I watched that documentary and saw him drinking the wine, in all honesty, I was surprised. Not because I had been told he was sober. I guess just because he looked so good at his age, and I figure so many of those guys have gone through drug and alcohol struggles. By the time they get to that age, a lot of them
I think
are
every time
on the
met
wagon.
Him know he's had that bottle of wine.
Oh,
that
really?
Just seems
See,
like a
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
When he came in here, he came with a bottle of wine, and
I
then
remember that.
We did the backstage thing at the Beaumont Club, and he came out with a bottle of wine.
He was messed up at that. I do remember that.
But
yeah.
He came out with a bottle of wine, and then when we did the backstage thing at Livestrong.
Okay, I don't remember that.
He came out with a bottle of wine backstage there, too. So
okay.
When he came out in that Lollapalooza thing with a nice bottle of wine, I was like, well, I've never seen him without one.
Okay, I didn't remember. I know that definitely back in the Beaumont Club day, I remember that. But if you told me that he hadn't had a drink in between then, I guess I would have believed you because I don't remember the other incidents. But his wife isn't talking about necessarily just alcohol. She says it's Eddie, right? Isn't that what I just said?
Mm-hmm. Eddie. E-T-T-Y?
Yeah, E-T-T-Y. Eddie Farrell. She says that he's seeking help. She, of course, again, posted this on Instagram. She said that he's taking time to reflect and heal, and he's seen an otolaryngologist.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's what I saw.
I had
right
to look it up.
My divorce,
I had to look it up.
Otolaryngologist.
I had to make sure I
said it. You know what?
Right.
I feel like I got my chakra right in line.
Yeah.
I felt good
that
afterwards.
Otolaryngologist.
I suggest that for you, Stokoe.
What's that?
An otolaryngologist.
What is that?
Otolaryngologist.
I've never heard that before.
What do you mean you don't know what an otolaryngologist does?
No, you should go see it. After the Bachelor Board and the Keeks break up and stuff, and then.
Yeah.
You know, the baby mama and all the drama.
Uh-huh.
Like, just go see an otolaryngologist. It's
what do they do?
Wonderful.
An
otolaryngologist.
They do otolaryngology.
Can you just tell me what they do?
Yeah, it's like ear, nose, and throat stuff. You know?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Come on. What the hell
yeah,
is
like
it?
Yeah, like a
ear, nose, and throat. It's not an otolaryngologist.
No. Sorry. He's going to see a neurologist as well as an otolaryngologist. But an otolaryngologist is an ear, nose, and throat. Everybody knows that.
What do they do? How does it make you better?
They do stuff with your ears and your nose and your throat.
You guys can't answer the question.
You never been to an ear, nose, and throat doctor? Like if you have an inner ear infection and you're off balance or something like that. Yeah, that's what an otolaryngologist does. Because he obviously has something with his ear, noses, and throat.
Before the divorce or after the divorce?
Because he had a problem with his ear, nose, and throat.
Yeah. It throws your whole
balance off.
Okay.
Your chakras off.
None of this makes sense.
Yeah. You might have issues then. You might have an inner ear infection as we speak because you seem to have a hard time understanding this. An otolaryngologist is... Yeah. A common thing that I think everyone should see by the time they're your age, you probably should have seen them a couple times. You never done a hearing test? Never had an old man look in there and you set in one of those booths?
They also perform like surgeries on your head and stuff.
Yeah, because you can get really messed up.
Yeah, start acting weird. They got to get your chakra in line.
I had to have one after my car accident. That's what I saw was an otolaryngologist.
Mm-hmm.
They fixed up my, because I broke my socket here, and so that deals with your, you know, your sinuses and stuff like that. They had to reconstruct those. Anyway, Perry's going to see one of those. He's also going to see a neurologist after the cancellation of the band's tour following that incident on stage. First noting that she and her husband are beyond grateful for the support they've received, she next thanks supporters for checking in over and over to make sure that they are well taken care of, offering love and compassion, and even our home or your homes for us to escape to.
Yeah,
she then
nice.
Described Perry.
Perry can
as
stay
the,
with me if he wants.
She described him as the gentlest of souls, which I would describe him as the gentlest of souls.
I agree.
He's the nicest
guy we've ever met.
Nicest celebrity I've ever met. And told fans that we are equally astonished at Perry's physical outbursts as you are.
At his age, I would not want to mess with him.
He's in good shape. In good shape.
He fights good.
Yep. I wouldn't want him to be mad at me. I didn't know. I mean, it seems like it'd be so hard to get him to be mad at you.
He looks to me like what you would look like if you worked out.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm being honest. Like, if you worked out all the time, like,
I
got to guess he's got... Well, okay. Well, if you had better effects of working out.
Well, yeah.
Like, it looks like he works out all the time. That's what you would look like.
Yeah, because I take a lot of steroids. Well, you know, not like... Just a lot of hormones and maybe steroids.
Estrogen.
And I lift a lot of weights. Free weights only, but Snoco knows I'm there every morning.
Heavy round things?
He spots me. Yep. Every morning, every night. When I'm not here, I'm lifting or I'm sleeping. That's it. Those are the only two things I do outside of here. She says, but you must know that Perry must have been pushed to his absolute limit.
Now, people said you'd look really good if you didn't eat gas steak. Gasstation chicken sandwich.
You can eat a gas station chicken sandwich once in a while. You have to have protein after you lift all those weights. I've been told that by my otolaryngologist that, yes, because he says I burn a lot of protein when I deadlift, because I bench press, and I guess this isn't normal, I thought
what
it was, but I bench press like 500
pounds.
Rhino
pills, you take those, right?
Well, I used to, my doctor gave me some after
that. But you got a for 4 hours, I couldn't go to bed.
Well, I had some visual issues and some, sexual issues, but yeah, my doctor gave me his own after that.
His own what?
His own pills after that.
Oh.
His own special concoction.
You got Viagra?
I got the other one.
Cialis?
Yeah.
You did?
Yep. I told you that.
Did you pay me one?
I told you I got that. I asked you if you wanted to go sit in a tub together. Remember?
I've never tried it.
Oh, well, I told you that I got it, though. Remember I said
I've never had a problem getting a...
Well, good for you, okay? Well, some of us work out all the time, and our muscles get tired.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying I've never tried one because I've never had a problem.
Well,
like, it's almost a problem that I'm like, God damn, I wish I kept thinking about Cam Soda at my age. Why? Why do I keep getting one?
It's not about being horny or not being horny. It's about...
Well, I'm telling you, I get horny, and then it works.
I know. You're saying you're too horny. I'm saying
I'm horny and my wiener works. I would feel better if I was horny and my wiener didn't work.
Well, I don't know what causes it. The only thing I can say is try working out all the time.
Problem.
Try working out all the time. That's the only difference I can think of between the two of us is that I'm always working out.
That's fair.
So maybe then you can run into those issues. But it's not going to change your libido.
Heavy round circles together?
Your libido, you'd slow me down, no offense. So I'm well beyond. Snowcone can vouch for me. He spots me. Snowcone says that benching 500 is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean,
you've never.
The way you do it.
Yeah. Because I don't look like I could bench 500 pounds, he said.
You don't
no.
look like you could bench 50 pounds.
Oh, I've seen him do 500.
I had the record at my junior high for 2 years, something like that. Held the record. My name was on the wall. Back then, it was 383, I think, was the record. But some kid beat me. He was held back. So I don't think it should have counted. We protested with the judges. There was a whole thing.
A big head.
Simone Biles documentary and all
dudes
that.
Dudes with big heads.
He was a redhead. He was a redhead, too. So I said it shouldn't have counted to begin with.
Yeah.
Right? But anyhow.
Redhead with a big monster head. There's nothing you can do.
Anyhow, she says, if you know and love Perry well, you know there's no need for me to address the other false narratives. I don't know what the other false narratives are, and I wouldn't want to even entertain those
here. Chronic problem. That's a good name for a band.
that's not, you're not saying that about Perry. You're just saying that's a good name for a
band. I'm saying that's what you have.
I don't. I have a medication now.
Yeah, but I mean, without it, you'd have a chronic...
Maybe not. We don't know. We don't know.
Well, we do know, or else you wouldn't have gotten
could
the medication.
It could have been a mental issue. Right, but it could have been a mental issue. Who knows?
Well, it's a problem, whether it's mental or not.
Quit saying that word.
What word?
The B word. Yes.
Why?
Because you've said it enough today.
I'm just saying you have a chronic...
I'm not the only person who takes those. It's one of the most popular prescriptions in America.
Okay, well, they all have chronic problems.
Maybe. Okay, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
I
they
don't.
Just have
I'm
problems
just saying,
once
I
in
don't.
A while. Maybe it's just a problem once
you
in a blue moon.
You ever have a problem getting an erection, Snowgun?
No.
Okay. All right. You know
you
what?
You get it, like, sometimes when you're not even, like, you're just at home, you're like,
yeah, of course.
Damn.
Well, that, you don't think that happens to me? That happens to me sometimes,
too. That doesn't happen
too.
To you.
Yes, it does.
You can't even get one when you want one.
That's not how it works. It just means that sometimes it doesn't work properly. That's all it means. It doesn't mean you can't ever get one or that you don't ever get one when you don't want one. I still get involuntaries, bro. All the time I get involuntaries. Especially when I'm lifting.
Sure.
It happens.
Sure.
I do. It happens.
If you wanna...
I had one earlier. I had one earlier when you were outside smoking. I don't know where it came from, but I had one earlier.
Okay.
I get them all the time, bro.
You don't?
All the time. And I would like anonymous witnesses, we will leave your name anonymous, step forward, and tell us if you've ever known Snowcone here to run into a problem. He's never once...
Snowcone's never had a problem. Snowcone has had a premature problem.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
He finishes too soon.
That's right.
But not anymore.
But
because
not anymore.
He's on medication.
He's on medication.
On the opposite side of the spectrum, I just have a perfect...
Yeah, that's right.
It lasts the perfect time. And it works constantly.
You got to admit, you can fit in the suicide chamber.
Well, that's the bad thing. Don't make fun of me now because you guys are tall. You guys are tall, but my works.
Yeah, yeah.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
That's it. We're done.
Good.
Goodbye. So long, perverts.
You're a pervert.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm rubber. You're glue. So whatever I say... bounces off of snow cone.
We understand the concept.
Well, do you? Because you were looking at me like you didn't.
No, I understand.
You look like you're
going
to try and say it again.
Glue.
You're a couple of perverts. And I think everyone who listened to the show today knows who the perverts are. It's you two.
I'll ask Twitch if you had to guess.
Who's a pervert?
Who's a pervert? Right
the guy
now.
Who says he can't stop getting.
No, I didn't
he
say
gets them all the time.
Him, I can get them when I want them.
No, the guy who can't stop getting them. You said
not
you can't. You said you could use some help getting fewer of them. You get
I
them when
would
you
like
don't
to
want
have
them.
Fewer at my age.
Exactly. You can't say off cam soda.
So who's
the pervert? I think we know.
And well, Snowcone went to Buzzard.
Yeah, he's the lieutenant pervert. That's Snowcone.
First person, Slim. Oh, Slim for sure, the biggest pervert.
Okay. Well, that's
the guy who masturbates in the attic.
Snowcone's over there writing to the text line right now on his phone.
Probably
that's
the guy masturbating for 4 hours straight.
That's Snowcone over there typing on his phone.
Why
I can
why
see
is it me?
Because you're over there typing
Slim's
and all these things just happen to be coming in.
Slim for sure.
I'm talking to the ladies.
Okay, see? Pervert. All right, have a good day, guys. Good to see you.
Who are we talking about?
Everybody's
today?
Saying Slim 100%. I don't know. I don't know. What do we do?
Brett Favre.
Stay positive, kids.
What about Jaguar?
Jaguar Wright. She's a pervert.
Whoa, watch it. That's a pretty heavy accusation for someone of her stature.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.